This recording, Eswatini 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Swaziland, in the capital city named Mbabane. I was the first of 8 children. My mom was a nurse and my dad a teacher. So I grew up speaking Siswati. That's my first grade. Had to be in South Africa because my mom had to finish her school training as a nurse. So I grew up with my aunt. Then I did some 3 years of my first grades in South Africa and learned a little bit of Afrikaans at that level, no English at that level, and a little bit of isiZulu. I was learning mathematics in isiZulu and everything else in Afrikaans. So when time came for me to go to higher primary, my parents thought I should go back to Swaziland. So I did that and struggled a little bit with the school system being different than the higher grades. I had to switch from Afrikaans to English, which was not very easy, but I coped. That's when I grew up. And all my life I have studied in English and African languages and taught 2 years in high school, and the rest of my teaching career was in higher education, a few universities, studying at the University of Swaziland. Took off for 2 years earlier in that career to go and study linguistics in Canada. I was in Calgary in Alberta, Canada. spent 2 years there studying linguistics, came back home and felt that I needed to expand my territory. So I applied to the University of Zululand and they took me and gave me a senior lectureship. And I continued to teach African languages and literature. Uphi Magi, where is mother? Invotsayami iyashinga. My husband is silly. I am going to recite to you, Paul, the 23rd Psalm in Siswadi. And this is the heading. Sihlabelelo 23. Sihlabelelo sa Davide. Simakadze ungumalusi wami, ngeke ngeswele lutho. Ungilalisa emadlelweni lalihlata, angiholele nasemandini ekuphumula. Uhlumelelisa umphefumulo wami, angiholele nasetindleleni tekulunga, kuze kudunyiswe libito lakhe. Noma ngihamba esigodzini lesinelithundi lekufa, angesabi lutho ngoba lolubi ngobe wena unami. Indonga yakho nelidondolo lwakho kuyangivikela.